Careful, Tommy. Daddy's concrete path is still wet.
Phil. Lil.
No! You're disturbing the delicate balance of geographical forces.
Honestly, Stu, it's a barbecue, not the Great Wall of China.
That's where you're wrong, Honorable Wife. It's also a beautiful meandering concrete path that's as pleasing to the eye as it is functional. It's all right here in Zen and the Art of Barbecue.
Hey, Tommy, why don't your dad let us play with his blocks?
Yeah, he's not a very good sharer.
Well, they're grown-up blocks. I think he's building a fort.
He's gonna have a hard time fitting through that door.
Don't you babies know anything? It's a barbecue. Grown-ups love to make barbecue food when summer comes. And since I'm all grown up, I'm going to make barbecue for you babies.
Well, I want a cheeseburger.
Yeah, with chocolate.
You'll get what I make and like it. All babies get is barbecue yucky carrots or barbecue yucky peas.
Yuck.
What'll it be, Baldy?
I can't decide.
Why? Because it all sounds so good?
No, because your barbecue is gone.
Hey, that's mine! Spike, come back! Spike!
Why would Spike want a barbecue?
Maybe somebody broke this kitchen.
Dogs don't got kitchens, Philip.
I guess that's why his house is so small.
Stu, your brother is here to pick up Angelica.
Hey, Drew.
Boy, looks like a lot of work just for a barbecue.
Oh, it's not just a barbecue, bro. It's the perfect place to center yourself. It's the perfect place to become one with your food. It's the perfect place...
And to walk your dog!
Spike! Angelica, what are you doing in that bucket?
It's Spike's fault, and he stole my barbecue, and then he ran down the...
Come on, we're gonna be late for your piano lessons.
Look, guys! Look at Spike!
Wow! He ate those hot dogs fast!
Looks like he's still hungry.
Spike? Spike sure is acting funny.
Maybe it's not Spike.
Maybe it's a robot Spike.
It smells like Spike.
Maybe there's someone in the bushes making Spike do weird stuff.
Like who? We're all here.
Maybe it's an alien from outside space.
Oh, yeah. I've been an alien with a big blue head and a bazillion eyes is making Spike do stuff by a remote control like in Reptar versus the Aliens.
Why would an alien want my clothes?
Maybe he's from that planet on your shirt and he's homesick.
Oh, I don't care. He can't have my dog. Come on, guys. We're going into those bushes and find that alien.
We are.
Don't you want your shirt?
But did I say I wanted my shirt? I don't want my shirt.
Come on, don't be scared. It's one new alien, and we're four, babies.
Told you he wouldn't fit in there. Let's go.
Maybe the aliens took Spike back to outside space.
Maybe they went in there.
It's awful dark in there. Scary and stinky and dark.
You already said dark.
Well, I hate dark.
Where is it, Chucky?
The gigantic baby-eating spider!
No, Chucky, don't be scared. It's just an itsy-bitsy spider.
Like in the song.
Yeah, it's not gonna eat you.
Not if I eat it first.
Look, it's Spike!
Oh, no!
It's the alien!
And it's
Where's Tommy?
He's got by the alien.
Hi.
Those aren't aliens. They're kitties.
Where'd they come from?
Maybe they're Spike's babies.
But Spike's not a kitty.
Or a mommy.
Took Angelica's barbecue and made a house for the kitties.
Hey, look, my shirt. Oh, you can have it.
Look, the hot dogs.
Hot dogs are too big for Kitty Spike. They need baby food.
Like yucky carrots?
And yucky peas?
No, like milk. Spike, you tried. Now it's up to us. Come on, we gotta go get those kitties some milk.
Okay.
Stu, honey, smooth. Are you sure you didn't see the sausage link?
Deed, I can't talk about sausages now. I've the path. It needs to be perfect. Smooth and perfect. And someone keeps stepping in it.
So I take it we're not going to eat today.
There. Perfect. And this time, it's going to stay perfect. Huh? Dee!
Stu, I don't think it helps to yell.
Okay, take the kids inside while I tie up Spike and smooth out my path one last time.
Chucky, what happened to your shirt?
If he's as hungry as I am, he probably ate it.
Okay, guys. Wish me luck.
Dee Dee, look out! Tommy, at 10 o'clock!
Let's see.
Oh, come on, Lillian.
What's gotten into you guys?
Oh, Stu! Look!
What is it, Deed?
Looks like Spike made a hole in the wall.
Spike! Don't worry about it, big fella. I'll get that patched right up.
Come on, give me a boost.
Oh, no, you don't.
If Tommy can't do it, nobody can.
Nobody's gonna save those kitties.
Dee, would you put Tommy back in the playpen? I wonder what's got him so upset.
No. Tommy, honestly.
Spike, sit! No!
Oh, no! Spike! Dee Dee, look! Kittens!
So, that's what this was all about. Hello, you're so darling.
That's my Spike.
Perfect.
Little darling, you play with Phil and Lil, and pretty soon we'll all go to Aunt Charlotte's company picnic. Won't that be fun?
Here you go, Char. These ought to be enough for the egg toss.
Ugh. Every year I say never again, and then somehow I wind up having another company picnic. Why do I do this to myself?
Chaz and Chucky are here. Now, as soon as Lucy and Susie show up, I think we're ready to go.
Sorry we're late, folks. Chucky's got some kind of rash or something. Poor little guy's exhausted. He was up half the night scratching.
Wow, Chucky sure is itching a lot.
Let's go see.
Yeah.
All right, let's not panic. I'm sure the answer is right here in Lipschitz. Now, let's see. Itching, itching. Ah, here it is. Itching. See? Rashes.
Hey, Chucky, I like your spots.
I don't. They're real itchy. Look, you got them on your hands and on your arms and on your neck.
It's not the only place I got them.
Where else are they, Chucky?
Everywhere.
Wow. Can I see?
No. But you could scratch my bag. No.
Ah, here it is. Rashes. Rashes. See, hives.
Hey, so little Red's got himself a case of the chicken pox. What do you know?
Chicken pox?
Oh, my goodness. How did the babies get in here?
That's just as well, Deed. Now they can all get it at once and be done with it.
Oh, I don't know, Betty. Exposing our babies to chicken pox? I'm going to call Dr. Lipschitz first. Come here, Tommy.
All right, Deed, but when I was little, my ma exposed us to everything.
Hey, what about my poor Chucky?
Chicken pox. Sounds like the perfect excuse to skip the company picnic.
All right, Chucky, just hold still. I know, little guy, chicken pox aren't any fun, but this'll make it better. That's it. Now try to sleep. Oh, I'm sorry, Chucky. I hate to do this, but I gotta keep you from scratching.
Hey, kids, you play out here. Chucky has to stay inside because he has the chicken pox.
I'm telling you, geez, we had a regular disease of the week.
What's a chicken pox?
Maybe it's a game.
Or maybe it's a cereal.
Maybe. But why can't Chucky bring his chicken pox outside?
Once again, you babies have proved that you don't know anything.
Chicken pox are what turns little kids into chickens. That's why Chucky has to stay inside. The grown-ups are afraid that when Chucky turns into a chicken, he'll get eaten by a cat.
You're making that up, Angelica.
Fine, don't believe me. But don't come crying to me when Chucky's a chicky.
Come on, guys. Let's go see for ourselves.
Wow. Oh, this is too good to be true.
Doesn't happen to many kids, but when it does, it's so sad.
Maybe Chucky really is turning into a chicken.
Just because Chucky grew wings and he's flapping around doesn't mean he's turning into a chicken.
Yeah, he could be turning into a turkey. Maybe next time I tell you someone's turning into a chicken, you'll believe me.
Come on, you guys. We gotta help Chucky.
Jonathan, you know I want to be there, but I need it here. Just go ahead and start bobbing for apples without us.
Dr. Lipschitz Baby Talk Hotline.
Now, guys,
I know Chucky. I played with Chucky. And if Chucky's turning into a chicken, he's going to be really scared. So whatever you do, don't say anything to upset him.
Right. Hey, guys.
Hi, Clucky. Chucky.
What's new, Chucky?
Well, I'm all itchy and I got these things on my arms.
You mean wings?
Huh?
We brought you a snack.
Ooh, that's crunchy. What is that?
Bird food, Chucky. Do you like it?
Bird food? Black! Hey, what's going on, you guys? First you call me Clucky, and then you say I got wings, and then you bring me bird food to eat.
Uh-oh. He doesn't know.
Maybe I don't want to know.
Chucky, I just want you to know that no matter what happens, I'll always play with you and even share my toys.
Now I know I don't want to know.
Try to be brave, Chucky. Maybe you didn't notice, but you're covered in feathers and you got wings.
And you just ate bird food out of my hand.
And you're turning into a chicken.
A chicken? Oh, great. That's just great. It all makes sense now. After a lifetime of acting like a chicken, I'm finally turning into one.
Don't say that, Chucky. You're one of the bravest kids I know.
He is?
Sure he is. Remember the time when, there was the other time that,
See, Tommy, you can't even think of one time when I was brave.
Well,
I can. No, wait, that was Reptar.
All right, that's it. If I'm turning into a chicken, then from now on I'm gonna be a brave chicken, not a chicken chicken.
Attaboy, Chucky! To the backyard!
That's barnyard dust, chickens.
Okay, Chucky. If you're gonna be a chicken, the first thing you have to do is learn how to eat worms.
Oh, yeah! Mine!
I don't know, Tommy. I don't think I'm ready for real worms just yet.
Bad for a first try.
Make sure the translator explains everything to Mr. Yamaguchi. I don't want him sticking his head in the coleslaw like he did last year.
Easy, Chucky. A little bit at a time. Step, flap, cluck. Step, flap, cluck. That's it.
Step, flap, flap. Step, flap,
flap. Hey, I think I'm starting to get it.
Hey, you guys, I'm getting itchy.
Yeah, me too.
Cut it out, you guys. You're making me itch.
Hey, that's how it started with me. First I got all itchy, and then I started getting little red bumps. Then the next thing I knew, I was turning into a chicken. Hey, you guys are all turning into chickens too. Isn't it great?
Chicken pups!
Hey, why are you crying? Now we can all be chickens together.
I don't wanna be a chicken!
Don't worry, Lil. Being a chicken's not so bad. Just look at me!
Hello, my little chickadees. I hear we're having barbecue at the picnic. I bet you babies, I mean chickens, will be delicious.
Stop it, Angelica. The grown-ups would never eat us even if we are chickens. And so what if we're chickens? We're all gonna be chickens together, and we'll build nests and lay eggs and eat yucky bird food and do all those things that chickens do, because we're chickens and we're proud.
You chickens are crazy!
Boy, Chucky, you're the bravest chicken I ever saw.
I am?
Yeah, you was even braver than the time you... Oh, no, wait, that was Reptar, too.
Please, please, please!
please.
Oh, all right. I'm on my way. Angelica, get in the car. We're going to the picnic.
Hi, everyone. Sorry we're late. I was just at the hospital finishing up a few heart-lung transplants.
Oh, Lucy, thank goodness you're here.
Dr. Carmichael, can you look at Chucky? He's got the chicken pox.
Oh, sure. It's going around. Half the kids at Susie's daycare have it. So where's the patient?
He's right in here.
Oh, no! How did Chucky get out there?
I wouldn't worry about it. They're better off getting it while they're young. It's a lot worse than adults, especially for men.
Hey, Pop, I had the chicken pox already, didn't I?
Of course you did. Or maybe that was Drew.
Drew? Pop, wait!
So we're not turning into chickens, Buck? Not even a little?
No, silly. Chicken pox is just something that makes you itchy for a few days.
Oh. Hello! We're not turning into chickens!
Tommy, I'm kind of sorry we're not turning into chickens.
How come, Chucky?
Because I was braver as a chicken than I ever was as a kid.
That's okay, Chucky. I'll always think of you as a chicken.
Thanks, Tommy.
Stupid babies. Don't believe anything.